President Trump heads to China next month. He'll meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. This comes after Xi consolidated his power during the country's ruling Communist Party Congress this week in Beijing. On Wednesday, President Trump tweeted that he spoke with Xi to congratulate him. And after the call, Trump spoke with Lou Dobbs on Fox Business.
We have a very good relationship. People say we have the best relationship of any president, because he's called president also. Now some people might call him the king of China.
China analyst Richard McGregor says that President Xi has become as significant a Chinese leader as was Mao Zedong. But at the moment, Xi has no clear successor. McGregor's latest book is Asia's Reckoning, China, Japan, and the Fate of U.S. Power in the Pacific Century. And he joins us from Washington. Welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
First of all, I wonder if we might start with sort of an immediate question in China, that there's no clear successor to Xi. I mean, what does that say to you?
Well, it gives you an example of just how powerful Xi Jinping is, how ascendant he is within the system. It's also, if you think about it, a little bit of a global trend, you know, this idea of strategically eschewing succession planning. Look at Mr. Putin in Russia. Look at Mr. Erdogan in Turkey and the like. They're not really planning so much for the future, but planning to keep themselves in office. And in the case of Xi, for example, that hasn't been the case before. So he's really breaking the mold a little bit in not indicating whether he'll step down in 5 years.
Okay. So, I mean, it's interesting because the other two examples that you bring up, Putin and Erdogan, their lock on power comes at considerable cost. I mean, not everyone in their respective countries wants it to be this way. So how does that play out in China with no clear successor to President Xi?
Well, that's a much more difficult question to answer because the system in China is far more opaque. But I would say this. I think over time there could be a real backlash against Xi Jinping because China is a complex, fast-moving country. Can it all rest in a single person's hands in the way it is at the moment? I don't think so. So I don't know when and where, but I certainly think there'll be pushback at some stage.
Well, so let's step back here for a moment. Give us sort of a deeper picture of Xi Jinping, 64 years old, beginning his second 5-year term here. I mean, how has he been able to harness so much power?
Well, I think there's two things you need to know about Xi Jinping. The first thing that he's from sort of red or communist royalty. You know, his father was a revolutionary hero. That gives you enormous and immediate credibility, and he has a sense of that. I think the second thing is that as the secretary of the Communist Party, and the Communist Party runs the country, if you grab the reins of power with alacrity, you have enormous executive power. His predecessor didn't do that. He didn't have the confidence that Xi Jinping has. Xi Jinping grabbed then the power over the economy, over the anti-corruption commission, over propaganda and the like. They all rest within his reach, most importantly, the military and national security. So I think personally, he's a decisive risk-taking leader.
So President Donald Trump has spoken in rather complimentary tones about President Xi, saying, you know, she's a powerful man and a very good person. How does what Trump has said about Xi resonate in China amongst members of the Communist Party?
It's quite fascinating, actually. I think it was definitely true that Trump was a popular figure in China during the campaign because they like seeing people rubbish the establishment as long as it's not in China. Trump says he has a great relationship with Xi. By all accounts that I've heard, Xi says the same about Trump. So this suits China just fine because they were worried about Trump and his unpredictability, but they're playing him very well.
It seems that they're very different leaders, though, right? For everything you've been telling us about President Xi, his hallmark seems to be discipline rather than unpredictability.
Well, that's right. That is the contrast. But I don't think there's a contradiction there. I mean, because China, as the most disciplined leader in a generation, Mr. Trump is perhaps the most ill-disciplined president we've seen for a long time in the White House. Now, that may work as a political tactic. I won't comment on that. But in terms of Mr. Trump and Mr. Xi has had a very disciplined relationship with Mr. Trump, and it's worked. Mr. Trump responds to that kind of flattery, and I think he'll probably respond quite well in Beijing because the Chinese do ceremony very well, and they'll put on a good trip for him.
I'm just looking at the title of your book about the fate of U.S. power in the Pacific century. What is the fate of U.S. power?
Well, in brief, the U.S. has been the dominant power in Asia since 1945, but I think we're at an inflection point now. China thinks it should be the dominant power in Asia. And so I think they've got to the point where they think, America, your role is coming to an end. You can leave quietly while we gradually displace you as the dominant power in Asia. So we have these kind of a whole host of frozen in the 50s conflicts, you know, Taiwan, the Korean Peninsula, China, Japan, all thawing now, I think, in an increasingly volatile environment. And for the US, US power, I think, stands and falls in Asia, and it's coming under much greater pressure.
Well, Richard McGregor is author of Asia's Reckoning, China, Japan, and the Fate of US Power in the Pacific Century. Richard, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.